Listen, you're all coming at once.
Hello.
This is great. You're so on time. Who's here?
I'm my car.
I'm a
Rosa.
Daddy.
Who?
Rosa from Juneau.
Oh, hi, dear. Who else?
Kathleen from L.A.
Oh, welcome. Who else?
Karima from New Jersey.
Hi, dear. And who else?
Padanam from L.A.
Great. Padanam.
Kehar.
Kehar?
Kehar, yep.
Great. Padanam.
Minnesota.
Who from Minnesota?
Haridas.
Hi, Haridas. Okay. Anybody else?
This is Hari Mandir.
Hi, Hari Mandir.
Satnam.
Hey, Satnam.
Okay. I think I hear Amit's bird.
Oh.
Okay. Remember star six if you've got a lot of background noise. And then to unmute yourself, do star six again. Okay? Welcome, everybody. Welcome. Oh, Baba Sudhichand is here, and he is like, this is like a new day, a new year, new something's coming up. So we'll find out about that in just a minute. So sit straight, please. He says he very much wants you to be aware of the movement of energy through you. He says that energy is so important. It is so sacred. He says, you pray to this big God in the sky, for God's sake. Don't you know where God is? He says, it's that energy that flows through you. Oh, my God. He said, make your altars to that incredible Shakti energy that flows through you, your soul of who you are. Okay, so sitting straight, tuning into that very cozy, very powerful, yummy energy. Breathe long and deep, which moves the energy. Nice at the third eye point.
Mila from New Jersey.
Welcome, dear. Breathe long and deep, please. And inhale to begin. Breathe long and deep. Through your nose, from your belly. That's the mechanics of it. Keep that up. And now begin heart breath, where you feel as though the exhale is coming out of your heart. Connect with each other. each other's hearts. He says that is the foundation of this new time. He says connecting with your own heart energy, and connecting with that of others. Be very, very aware of that. Breathing through the nose. Good. And now connect with all of the earth, including Mother herself. Meaning Mother Earth herself. Let it clear. Let it clear. And inhale. And exhale. And breathe. And welcome. And excuse me. So while we were doing that, actually, I just have to keep checking this. Yes, Yogi Bhajan says he is on the line. Okay. Okay, sir. And I'm just got ready to welcome him, but he says, welcome to everyone. Welcome to everyone. He says, are you surprised? He says, I'm your teacher. He says, Baba Siddhichand has been doing a fabulous job. I wish I could talk like him, but I can't. So, he says, we have many surprises coming up. It's as though they are lined up in ethers. You know, they are on the conveyor belt. He says, we have many surprises coming up. He says, I want you to understand. He says, I taught all my life for you so that you could be in this, what he calls it, a gravity of energy. He says, I want you, your gravity of energy, to be able to, it's like hold or process the cosmos. He says, I gave you Kundalini Yoga, I gave you Sikh Dharma for that purpose. He says, I am so joyful when you do your sadhana, when you do your meditations, when you look deep within, when you do your healing. He says, that's what I've taught you for so many generations, he says. And so when I ask him about generations, what he's talking about is lifetimes. He's been with many of us for many lifetimes in many different capacities, but he continues to teach us. He says, I'm not gone. He says, where do you think I went? He says, this was all a big plan, a big setup, so that I could be with every one of you. He says, never, never, ever forget that I'm here with each and every one of you at every moment. Excuse me. He says, you know you have your own kindest Baba Siddhichand here. And he's actually giving a plug for the class that's coming up. It's with Amandeep Singh. Not tomorrow, but the next two Thursdays. He says, look into that. He says, this is a most remarkable figure. He says, and Amandeep Singh will tell you, he will let you know about the closeness between Baba Siddhichand and I. He will let you know about the yogic traditions and Sikh Dharma. He says, I was purposely a bit vague on that when I was there in my body. He said, purposely. He says, but now the truth can come out. Now the truth can come out about how the two have been united from the very beginning. He says, actually, from the beginning of time, and that's what Guru Nanak brought. He brought that unity from the beginning of time. He says, so what are you worried about? He says, are you worried about the splits? Are you worried about people harassing one another? He said, if you're worried about it, he says that will, he says that only increases that energy. What he's saying now is, please, be aware of who you are. He says, you are that majesty, that infinity of soul. He says, do your Sat Kriya. Do your Sat Kriya. Okay? That will help you over. He says, I didn't give these meditations just for to sit in a little book on the shelf. He says, this is a time when you have to understand that you are an engine of consciousness. An engine of consciousness. And he says, study, you are all quick studies of this. He says, he's not asking you to become a bookworm. He's asking you to become a practicing deva, is what he wants you to be. And he says, just don't do it off the top of your head. He says, do it from your heart. Do it from your soul. He says, because right now especially, he says, all of us are moving you through what he's calling the new acquisitions. And I'm saying, well, what are they? He says, the new acquisitions are the new, he says, it's like bundles of energy coming in. He says, like when you get an upgrade on your computer, he says, these are the upgrades. But he says, it's not going to be like that silly Vista program. No. He says, it's going to be, it is, that's what this new day is about. It is about this new operation, operating platform of power, mobilization. He says, you can call it sacred energy, but he says, I want you, if you use that word, he says, do not put it on, think of anything that we call sacred is on the outside of you. Understand that the sacred is you. It is the core of you. So if ever we use the word sacred, don't say, oh, that's just the God over there. He says, no. He says, sacred means the alignment of that pure energy of who you are with the universe that is you. He says that alignment is so necessary now. He says, just think of those machines. He said, if those gears are out of alignment, what happens? He says, they fall apart. They crank against each other and they throw out parts. He says, no, we are creating the most sacred, the most positive, the most well, what he's showing me is a vibrational situation that I'll try to talk about. He says it's very, very powerful, and is not just working with the high up energies, but it's also working with the very deep, the deep energies of the earth. And he says, humans are that connecting force. He says, I didn't tell you all this then, but I'm telling it to you now. Humans are the connecting force between these very high, high energies and the very deep, rumbling energies of the earth. He said, that's who you were meant to be. And he says, that is why I told you that the Aquarian age is not going to happen to you, but it is coming through you. He said, you are the life bonds between those energies. He says, understand that. And the ramifications are enormous. And you are going to be able to see them in your own life if you are not already seeing them. He says, to do this requires, he calls it remote integrity. So I'm asking him, what is remote about this? Let's see. Remote means that even though I don't know you, I have never seen you, I bless you. It means in your consciousness, this integrity, this purity, this expansion of ability of consciousness means that you hold the integrity of the universe, not tight-fisted, but allowing it to powerfully move through you, as you would through a very powerful electric wire. He says, you understand that you are with that, you are that, that is the alignment. And then he says, constantly bless. Now, blessing means sending out or informing all of nature, all of creation. It's a way of connecting and allowing and connecting that power to all so that all can connect into these higher energies together. He said that is the unification of it. He said there are concentrations of people who align with this light on this earth, and he said certainly you all are of those. Oh, somebody needs to do a star six. There's a phone ringing in the background. Whoever, please press star six. He says, but there are places on the planet. He says, there's talking in the background, whoever has that. Please press star 6 so that we won't hear that.
That would be great. I would appreciate it.
Okay, I hear somebody saying that would be great. Whoever has that in the background, please press star 6.
She's on her cell phone. She can't hear you.
Oh, okay. So we'll continue. Okay, so... let me go back. Oh, so there are places on the planet that don't have light workers. He says, in that case, this transformation is, he says, it's very impossible for them. He says, so do not limit yourself to your location. Do not limit yourself to your location. He says, please cover the earth. Cover the earth with your light. Cover the earth with your vibrational frequency. He says, that is the good of Sat Kriya. Do you understand that? He says, you are a blessing to the planet. And he says, you allow me and all the other teachers, all the other great, he calls them Parsis. He says, all the others who are here to help, he says, help and do the work. He says, you allow us the functionality, the earth vibration, in order to carry this through. So that if you feel us with you, if you feel us moving through you, if you feel us directing you, he says, Jesus is here too. He says, if you feel us in any regard, you know, either physically, hear, see, know, he says, don't freak out. Do not freak out. He says, hold steady, breathe deeply. And he says, move with us. He says, it is our privilege to work with you. Our privilege. And he says, they would be grateful if you also found it your privilege to work with them. He says, we are a unity now. He says, all that other stuff about being separated is pure crap. I tried to tell you that over the centuries that I've been with you. And I'm still telling you that. know who you are. So now just please breathe. Breathe and know who you are. Be who you are. Oh, and he says we're going to do a little bit of Sat Kriya together. He says it's a little hard on the telephone. He says, but do what you can. Okay, so Sat Kriya, you know, on Sat, you pull the rectum, sex organs, and navel, pull the energy up. And on Nam, you allow that energy that you have pressured, pull together, let it move up the spine and out the top of the head. Okay. So, sit straight, eyes at the third eye point. And inhale to begin. Sat Nam. 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 And inhale. Pull the energy, pull those lower locks, pull the energy up and out the top of the head. He says, I want that energy. Pull it up, pull it up, pull it up. Hold that breath. Pull that energy up. Exhale. And again, inhale. Pull the locks. Pull that energy up from the base of the spine, all the way up through the spine, out through the top of the head. He's doing some knitting work of some sort. Pull it up, pull it up. Incredible light. And exhale. And breathe. Breathe. Integrate the energy. Breathe with it and let that energy move throughout your whole system. And now unite it. Unite it with creation and the creative forces from the depths of the earth through the core of your being to the expanse of the universe. He says, you are living organisms of light. And this light carries all the knowledge, all the evolutionary material, all the guidance, all the security that you need as we go into this new age. Good. Breathe. He says, I'm with you. Okay, you know him. He says, don't even fart without remembering that. He says, you're with me and we're together. Okay, any questions? Okay. Well, God bless you all. It's been a joy, it's been a surprise, and it's been a wonderful joy also to be with Yogi Bhajan today. And Baba Siddhi. Yes.
I do have a question.
Who is this?
Sathleen.
Hi, Sathleen.
Hi. This might seem a little odd, but I had a very interesting night last night. I physically at one point felt like I was high from nothing, and I was just sitting working on stuff, and I was able to access this place of deep awareness, and I was still able to function. I was still able to read. I was still able to do my practice and write, but I still felt like a huge slowing down of mental processes, I guess, to the point where I was very aware. So I'm wondering if this has to do with the energy that he's talking about.
He says, of course. He says, thank you for explaining it so well.
I just want to make sure I'm not going crazy.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. Has anybody else had this anything like this?
Yes.
Is that Sadanam?
Yes.
I have. I knew it would be you. Yes, please tell us.
I actually get that quite frequently. I think the way I described it to you is you're all of a sudden there's like this huge wave of energy that just almost knocks you over. And it just encompasses your whole being, where you're for me it's quite wonderful because I understand what it is, but it is a massive influx of energy. It's like a big download.
Exactly. Exactly.
And yesterday when I was doing my mantras and my meditations, I was having a conversation with Father Sirichan and asking some questions, and I could literally, there was a point in the meditation where he literally merged right, I could actually feel him come in to me and actually be one with me, telling me not to worry and
not to freak.
Because I don't freak with that because I understand it. It was pertaining to our conversation, and that I was, the way he was describing it as he was coming in through me is I am his bride.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
And it was very beautiful. It was an unusual feeling, but it was very very beautiful at the same time. I don't know how to describe them other than like a wave of energy. It's like a tidal wave is coming at you.
Good.
But I've experienced that quite frequently, especially this past month.
Yes, that's important. And he's saying that there will be even more. So he is saying this now so that people don't get worried, oh, am I going crazy or what's happening? He says, this is the way it needs to be done. This is the Aquarian age being born within your consciousness.
Yeah.
Sadanam?
Yes?
Well, I welcome it.
Good.
Yeah.
Sadanam, what did it feel like to you?
Well, I've had all sorts of experiences. Lately, it seems to be extreme not knowing what I'm doing. And then all of a sudden, it's almost like grace just falls on you, and I'm just taken to this where you just completely. Yeah, well, it's I slow down and I see minute things. everything slows down, and this morning I was working with the chakras, clearing the chakras, and just this incredible joy. I mean, for no reason at all,
or for every reason.
I mean, I'm not happy because, today's Wednesday, I'm going to go teletalk or something like that. But it was just this incredible, I mean, I was smiling. And then, when I was waiting for you on the phone, what they were playing?
What?
The Snoopy Happy Dance. And I was dancing, listening to the music, and then all of a sudden it went into the Snoopy Happy Dance, and I'm going, oh, how funny.
That's so perfect.
So for me, it's like this extreme shut-off and then this beautiful connection. So is there a way, is that part of this?
Of course. And he's grateful to all of you who are sharing this, because it's really important that you all understand that this is a human, a divine, yes, but a human experience, and not to worry about it and just say, oh, here it comes. Let me be in it. And he says it will become more and more constant. And he says all of you who are having these experiences will then be able to reassure and radiate these to others. You know, what we might call points of light, universes mm-hmm. of light among us. Now, is there anybody else who has not spoken who also has had these experiences?
Yes.
Who is this?
Mila from New Jersey. I feel like something going through me, some waves, and then it's like inside of cocoon. But sometimes it's heavy and a lot of pain, and I don't know.
Oh,
really, I really cannot cry. I don't know why it's coming now, maybe. Because of sisters.
Because of what?
Because of light worker sisters.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, it's easy to talk with somebody who understands it.
That's right. We felt alone for so long, haven't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're finding each other.
Thank you.
So, hard breath, everybody. Hard breath to each other.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Well, he loves you. You know that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, God, it's easy, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, something going, it's for sure.
Something's going on for sure. That's right.
Yeah.
So, we're going to have fun. We're going to do Snoopy's Happy Dance. We are going to stay. Bubba City Chund is hugging everybody. And Yogi Bhajan is, if you ever saw him, there was a certain majesty and grace about him.
Yeah.
And if you were ever in his presence, you could feel it. You could feel that majesty and grace. And so that's what he is. That's what he is. That's what he's giving everybody at this moment.
Yeah.
So just breathe and feel that.
Thank you.
Yes. He says, keep up. Sakriya. Okay. Good. So God bless you all. What a
pleasure.
Young,
I do have one last question. This is again,
yes.
I noticed that my thoughts were so slowed down that I started to overanalyze things, and there were points where I could see the negative trail starting.
Mm.
So how do you stay on that?
How do you what?
How do you stay out of that?
He says you just go with the energy. He says, and that's really a very big gift, that you can begin to see the negative trails. He says, and you can, it's like watching ducks at a shooting gallery. You go, bam, got that one. Bam, got that one. Do you understand? So that you can recognize them in your everyday thinking. And you go, oh, here goes the negative trail. Bam. And then you switch back into this knowing, into this, he calls it a culture of flowing energy and pure consciousness. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Thank you for your question. Okay. God bless you all. Palms together. Long, deep breath, flowing that energy. Flowing that precious energy. And Kahar, are you on there? Okay.
Yep, I'm here.
Good. Would you lead us in the song, in our closing song?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. Inhale. May the Lord shine upon you, all around you, and all your heart within you, find your way on,
guide your way on. Guide your way.
Inhale.
Sound.
He says, and breathe that precious breath. And adore that sacred energy that flows through you. And he says, don't forget Sat Kriya. Okay. Mm-hmm. God bless you all. Till next week.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Waiting for that music. Maybe we have to make our own.